You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Tracy.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Kara.
Today, we're tackling the master bedroom. It seems that as parents, we often forget that this room is our space. We tend to let our kids' belongings take it over, or it just becomes a dumping ground for everything else that we don't know where to put in our house.
Or as Kara referred to them just a while ago, the master dumping ground. I'm just going to read a few sentences from a book, a new book out. It's called It's All Too Much, and it's by Peter Walsh, a new book that he has out on professional organizing. And he says that no room in a home should be more important to a couple than their bedroom. Disarray in the master bedroom has more impact on family life, on peace and harmony, on love and respect, and on a relationship than it does in any other room. What do you think about that? Do you agree or disagree?
I don't know as a professional, but I think I would agree with that for sure.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And I actually have Peter's book, and I remember when I read that part that you just read, Tracy, it really made me self-reflect back to my own state of my bedroom right now and how things could be a little bit better in there.
And what is the state of your bedroom right now, Kara?
Well, let's just say at any given time, there's usually 1 to 2 laundry baskets, either full of clean clothes that have not yet been folded or clean clothes that have been folded but yet not gone to the rooms that they need to go into.
Yeah.
Generally, there's 2 to 3 milk crates of toys that are either dumped all over the floor because Finn likes to dump his toys or just kind of sitting in there, me gathering them up. And I cannot see the top of our dresser right now because it's filled with things that were picked up off of the floor that didn't belong there.
Oh.
Or have little areas where everyone's emptied their pockets and just left the contents on the table.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I think that we find a lot of the fact that our master bedroom can tend to be dumping ground is a reflection of the season of our life. I think that, you know, when we first get together with our partner, we're really into romance. There's no children around. That room has a little bit more importance to us. But as we have children and we really get into family life and we have more to think about than just ourselves, we tend to forget about the fact that we should really be paying attention to that room. And also, we tend to forget that it really is our space. And we find that often our children's belongings tend to just migrate to our space as well. Helen, what is the state of your master bedroom?
Definitely, I agree with you that often it's just kind of the stage that we're at in our parenting life. I actually think when we were young and we didn't have kids, I actually wasn't really that much into decorating our house. We were more into doing things outside the house. So it wasn't really until I had kids that I actually saw a need to actually have like a home. And then in being busy with the kids, you don't have as much time for it. But I think that now that the kids are a little older, and I think maybe just me as I get older, I'm starting to see, you know, that it's important for me to take a bit of time to take care of, like, say, my own space. And I have, in the last few years, transitioned our room from a dumping ground, which I think my mom's room was a dumping ground, so maybe it's just a learned behavior. But I have transitioned that, and the kids know that before they used to, like, we have a TV in our room, so if they were going to watch something in our room, they might have a little snack. Now they know they're not allowed to have anything in Mommy's room. And I talk to them all the time about how it's important for me to have a nice space and that we need to take good care of it. And I bought a really, really gorgeous quilt, and we did spend a bit of time improving our room. And I wouldn't say our room is finished, but it's in, I guess it's a work in progress. But there is a sense that that's our space now, and it tends to not be a dumping ground anymore. I just wish I could get rid of the TV. That's the only thing I'd like to get rid of still.
See, I'm the person that keeps the TV in our room.
We have a TV in our room, but it's never on. My husband just hates having a TV in the bedroom, and I hardly watch TV anyway. I couldn't really care less. But I know there are a lot of people, just on the topic of TVs, there are a lot of couples that always have the TV on in their bedroom, and they'll even fall asleep with it on.
Yeah,
that would be me.
They can't fall asleep unless the TV's on.
Phil likes the TV, for sure.
That would be me. I fall asleep with the TV on and wake up with the TV on. And I actually think I dream sometimes about what's going on the TV.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, actually, I did at one time have Phil talked into getting rid of the TV from our bedroom, and I may just have to revisit that, because I sometimes wonder if between, you know, bringing the laundry up to your bedroom and then a basket gets put on the floor, the kids coming in and maybe a toy gets put on the side table, and the TV being there, it's almost like it creates an atmosphere that is not really inviting to, you know, I guess the whole point of the master bedroom, in a sense of just bringing the couple together and having, you know, a kind of a special space. So I don't know. I think sometimes we need to clear out that clutter. And in that case, the TV might not be literally clutter, but I think that just by taking some things out, even as a testing to see how it changes things, you know, I think it's worth it.
I agree. Peter Walsh also says, your bedroom should be a space that reflects warmth, calmness, and love. Reclaim your space. Only you can make this happen.
Yeah, that's what I did for sure. We definitely created a space that really feels like us, and we have pictures and the books we love and all that kind of stuff. Definitely when you're in there, you kind of feel like, oh, so comfortable. And it's very restful. The colors that we selected are the kind that make you feel comfortable and relaxed.
What color?
Kind of the Canadian parents' colors, oddly enough. Maybe not quite the green, but the beiges and a little bit of, like, very earthy colors,
right,
for sure.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what makes me relaxed.
Yeah.
Some people are not relaxed in those. They need more vibrant colors, but for me, that does the trick.
I have green in my bedroom, in our bedroom, I should say, and I find that very restful. I also try to keep the color palette monotone. Because if I do add other colors, it's just other shades of green.
Yeah.
And not, you know, I don't try to bring in another color, because I find it just kind of makes things more restful. Right now I'm really into white bedding, and we have a duvet and duvet cover. And I don't like to do a lot of cushions, but I just like to keep things very easy and calming on the eye. I find that's important in the master bedroom. And really keeping things clutter-free in the master bedroom is a really... it's a challenge that really helps create that feeling of peacefulness and harmony.
I think a lot of us think that, you know, when we have guests over, that's the door that's always going to be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe challenge yourself to keep that door open, you know. And so if, you know, you have guests walking by, you know, they'll want to take a peek in and say, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I know myself, that's a challenge to me,
yeah,
is to, you know, I find that when I know I have people over, well, I'll just throw it in our room. No one's going to be going up there anyway.
Yeah.
And I find it ends up, you know, being the spot that catches everything, the catch-all.
Yeah. And when you live in a house as small as we do, you know, it's hard not to notice the bedrooms. And when the doors are open, not that I want them wide open so everyone can come into my room, but when the doors are open, it just makes our house look a little bit bigger. When they're closed, it's kind of like, when I have them open and you can see my quilt and the pillows and it looks nice and inviting, even though I don't want them coming, it just kind of makes for a really comfortable sort of feel in our home.
Yeah.
When the doors are closed, it's almost like you're putting a wall up. Like,
yeah,
it just seems more cold in a way.
Yeah.
I think that challenge is a good one, Kara.
Does anybody else have any other ideas, any little things they've done in their master bedroom to create a haven?
One thing I haven't done, but I'm going to do, it's on my list. My mom gave me this really, and I like rustic stuff, so it's like everyone has their thing, but I have this really old window frame that has a number of different panes in it, no glass. And what I have planned with that, I do scrapbook, is to do kind of a very simple layout for each pane of my husband and I over the course of our relationship, and we've been married for over 20 years. So, and to finish that in a rustic sort of way and hang that above our headboard.
Nice.
I thought of it as like claiming our space, when my kids started coloring, I saved their very first coloring pages, so I framed those. So I've got those there. So there's this sense of family, but there isn't a sense of this is our space. And when you look back at those pictures, it really shows like how much you've been together and what you've gone through together. I thought that that would be something that would make for a nice addition to our room.
Nice.
Definitely, I really like that idea. Have a
I have a little picture just by one of our night tables. It's actually on the wall near a night table, and it says gold with me.
Oh, nice.
And I love that.
Yeah, I have always kissed me goodnight on my wall. One other thing I have in my bedroom, which isn't really for Phil and I, but it does definitely, because I kind of see, in a sense, our bedroom is a place that brings a family together, because the kids do hang out on our bed often. And I have a basket in there, and I have kept a journal for my kids since the day they were born, and I write in it periodically. And often they'll get me to bring the journals down and read them a snippet from a day in the life of their little lives, whether it's the first day they were born or the day they were born or another event in their life. So I find I've kind of gotten rid of the clutter and started bringing more meaningful things into that room.
Very nice. That's something that we can all take away with us from that. Just trying to find those meaningful pieces of memorabilia and without getting our room cluttered, but bringing parts of our relationship and parts of ourselves into our bedroom. How many have candles in their bedroom?
I have candles in my bedroom.
I have candles, but I don't light them. I'm too nervous.
Well, you have much younger children. I'm nervous, too. I'm very cautious about any flame. My dad was a fireman, so, you know, we had lots of warnings sent our way when we were kids. But I like, if I do have a nice night where I've had a bath and the bed's all fresh, and I might light it then, but definitely in a controlled sort of
way. Yeah, no, I have some nice, I picked up some nice candles at IKEA when I was there last time. And the problem is I don't have a place to actually put them out because there's, as I said before, there's no spot on my dresser to put candles. It would become a fire hazard to light a candle there. So once I get that dealt with, and hopefully the Clutter Control Club will help me with that, then I'll be able to light some nice candles there.
Yeah. Good. I definitely think just making your bed is a good place to start because it just cleans up the room enough to inspire you to start working around the peripheral.
Absolutely. That is our number one rule of the Clutter Control Club, is just get up every day and make your bed. And there's so many benefits to that. So thank you, girls, for being with us today. And for more information on the Clutter Control Club and how you can get your home in order, visit CanadianParents.com and go to our Clutter Control Club. Bye-bye.